Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. What's not to love? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the fantastic Emily Lang. We had a very nice time. We also discussed some heavier topics, so trigger warning. We touch upon addiction and Emily's time in rehab. But we also had a laugh and painted her cat, Michael. If you want to see our artworks from the episode, then follow Secret Artists on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. See you on the other side. Thanks for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I feel like we've never met, but we've already established we've got loads of
mutual a deep and meaningful
friends.
Relationship.
Like the middle class women we are, we've got points of connection.
Did you go to boarding school too?
Well, I did go to a boarding school, but I didn't board, so I think that gives me a bit more edge.
It gives you edge and less trauma.
Yeah. Were you a boarder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell by the everything about me.
Well, before we get onto that, I'm going to read a very short bio for you, if that's all right.
Oh, God.
Emily Lang has appeared in films and TV shows such as Wedding Season, Valentine Jacobs, Adult Material, One Life, and lots more. She is an actress, writer, singer, and host of the podcast, Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends?, on which she describes herself as a recovering addict, survivor, and currently en route back from the land of self-destruct. Welcome to Secret Artists, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Is that a nervous laugh?
I just love it. I sometimes forget that that's how I describe myself because I described it in the way that wonderful Elizabeth Day, you know, when she introduces... How to Fail, mm-hmm. You know, and says I'm a writer, blah blah, and I was like, I just think it's so funny that I introduced going I'm an actress, a codependent, yeah. A recovering addict, and a full blown train wreck.
I'm a mess.
I am a mess.
You don't seem a mess at all.
I'm all right now.
Yeah.
Catch me Feeling 20 months today. Ago.
It's been a roller coaster, has
it? It's been a big old roller coaster. I mean, in the best, like most incredible, most life changing way, but yeah, it's been pretty rocky.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're out the other side.
Thank you very much.
And well, before we chat some more, have you brought something for us to paint, or have you decided
yes.
on a
okay so there are a few things in my life that really inspire me, mm-hmm. two in particular at the moment. One of them is my cat Mickey.
Yeah.
Michael Catley
to give him his full name,
to give him his full and
we're not on
title.
Mickey terms yet.
You don't know him well enough. He is, I essentially look at him as a lot of about being in recovery is finding some kind of higher power. And honestly, I believe that Mickey is my higher power. Aww. Because for a long time when everything was so focused inward and so focused on me and what's going on with me. Mm-hmm. And then to go, actually, no, I really need to clean my cat's shit and think about somebody else and think about something else.
That's why a lot of people have kids, I think.
I think it is.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Cut that.
But Mickey has kept me sane for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And I love him deeply for it.
Aww.
So he is one thing that I'd love to paint him. Mm-hmm. And I've got many pictures of him.
Great. Fantastic. What sort of cat is he? Not that I know any sort of different breeds. I know tabby and black.
He's a black cat.
Great.
Yeah, fantastic. He's half Maine Coon, so he's very fluffy.
Okay.
He's got these tufty ears.
Does his hair fall out everywhere?
All the fucking time. Am I allowed to swear, by the way?
Yeah, swear as much as you like.
All the fucking time. It comes out in clumps. dickhead.
Horrible. Yeah. So does it not get all over your clothes?
Yes, but I have strategically bought quite a lot of dark coloured clothes, I think.
Clever.
Yeah.
Do you have lots of lint rollers around the place?
I've got so many. I've got one that I found on, I think it was on Dragon's Den originally, and it's great. You smoosh things and you stick
great.
It in. Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done. That's him.
Oh, that is a very cute photo.
He's very...
I'm not necessarily a cat person, but that is a very cute photo.
We can do is look at him there, because he's sort of tufty ears.
He looks very small. Is he a kitten?
That was when he was a kitten.
Okay.
But I like to keep
him
there.
I know a little bit about cats.
You know that they go from
small
to big.
Yeah.
It's weird that happens.
Yeah, crazy.
Because it's usually the opposite.
It's like they're alive or something.
There, you can have this one as well, because this is a good one of him. But this is so... I thought we'd do a little amalgamation or something.
Yeah, please.
As Mickey is my great love,
mm-hmm.
but also my great passion is my sobriety,
mm-hmm.
and how that has transformed my life. And one of my favourite things to do of an evening is to, and I'm quite nervous because we're painting with acrylic.
Yes, we are.
And that's not my genre.
What's your preferred medium?
Watercolour.
Okay.
Because if it's a bit shit, you can go like, yeah, but it's supposed to look like that. If I try,
I think
and
watercolour is so much harder.
Really?
Yeah, because acrylic, if you fuck it up, you can paint over it. Whereas watercolour,
yeah, that's why I go through so much paper.
Yeah, I've got these sort of coloured crayons.
No, those are perfect. I spotted those as we came in.
I've also got charcoal. If you'd prefer that,
we may need that for Mickey.
I might go and grab that. Right. Those are the paintbrushes.
Oh look! Oh, I like that one.
And this is your paint water, not to be confused with your drinking water.
Thank you. I was looking at that suspiciously.
Let me go and grab the charcoal one.
All right, babe.
So do you consider yourself to be an artist, Emily? I don't know much about your background with art.
Do you know what? Not at all, even though I do paint a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But my paintings are quite like, they're sort of deliberately silly and bad. they're genuinely very bad. But I think that's part of the charm.
Yeah. What sort of stuff do you paint?
I like to paint. It's just kind of where the instinct takes me.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday I painted a tomato and then wrote underneath it, this is a tomato. It's trapped in this painting. Do not attempt to save it. And I don't know why that was so funny to me.
That.
But I like doing things like that.
Quite sort of Shrigley vibes. He likes to use text alongside his illustrations.
Who's that?
David Shrigley.
Oh.
Do you know him?
No. I will do now.
He won the Turner Prize many years ago. And he did the fourth plinth that was the big gold thumb. Do you remember that?
Oh,
the long gold
thumb?
And he does sort of quite childlike illustrative drawings, often with like text next to them.
Yeah.
God
damn, and he stole my thing.
And yeah, he's copying your work.
I can only imagine he saw me on Instagram and went, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So do you paint as a sort of form of therapy? Or?
I do. It's sort of... I do and I don't. I think when I was... And this is... I mean, for anyone who listens to my podcast or follows me on Instagram, they'll know this. When I went to rehab recovery... about just over 20 months ago now,
mm-hmm.
To basically save my life. And when I was there, there was quite a lot of art therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hated it.
Why did you hate it?
I think at that point, I just hated everything.
Yeah.
I hated everything and anything. And so I was ready to hate it. And so I think often when I refer to it as art therapy, I get a little bit like jittery thinking about it. But I think it is really a form of therapy. It's just that I don't like to think of it like that way.
So what sort of things did they suggest? Or was it enforced?
It was enforced,
What did you have to do?
What did we have to do?
And also, if you're not happy to talk about it, then don't.
Absolutely fine. What did we do? We sort of painted like... God, I blocked it all out. I think it was things like, how do you feel about the colour blue? It was very girl interrupted.
I can see why that might be very annoying.
It was very frustrating. My Mickey is very small already.
Mine's sort of too big, actually. But I was trying to sort of fit him into the page.
He has a tail, sort of like a feather duster, if that's helpful.
Yeah, I love his tail.
His tail is fantastic. Sometimes when I can't find him, I just look for a little bobbing tail. Aww. And there he is.
So how do you feel about the colour blue?
Do you know, I'm actually quite indifferent.
What's your favourite colour?
I really like teal, as you can tell from my...
Yes, it's a form of blue.
I love green. Mm. I really like green.
I'm giving Mickey some quite sort of hellish, yellowy green eyes.
Yes, he does have those. And also when he's in a dark room and his pupils grow massive, sort of like he's been on some kind of huge bender.
Yeah.
He looks like the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, cats, I'm sorry to say it, freak me out.
Really?
The way they sort of sidle up to you like they're your best friend and then their claws come out.
Yeah.
Does that ever get easier?
Well, Mickey is like a human toddler and a dog got together and went...
I think that was a breed of cat.
I think this is... Should we make a cat? He's sort of not particularly cat-like at all. I don't know actually if this is an offensive word, but he is an absolute fucking moron.
I'm not offended by that.
No, but he is a complete moron. In like the best, most fantastic way, and he melts my cold, unfeeling heart. Aww. Daily.
So is he a recent... I was going to say purchase. Is that what you call them? Pets?
Yeah. Which just sounds so awful. It always blows my mind that you like are paying to basically be responsible for something's life.
Paying to feel something.
He was the last one left of his litter. He's one. He was born on the same day as Harry Potter.
I don't know which day that is.
It's the 31st of July.
Terrible time for a birthday, isn't it? No wonder he was so weird.
When's your birthday?
29th of November.
Do you know what? I actually knew that.
Did you?
I knew that because I listened to the episode with Kyle.
Did I talk about you? God, I'm so boring.
And you talked about your birthday. But I think he asked when your birthday was. And for some reason, because I've got such terrible ADHD, I pick up on things that are...
I love that.
Are often...
Let me guess when yours is.
Go on.
January.
No.
December.
No. It's so cold.
August.
Yes.
Third time.
Number three. It's not bad.
So school holidays for you.
Yeah, I know. It was sucked. Because at boarding school, while it was a terrible place for many reasons, there was also a thing that happened that if it was your birthday, you got given something called the birthday bumps, mm-hmm. which was when people threw you up in the air. And for like the amount of years as it was your birthday.
Okay.
And it always looked like really good fun. And and I never got to do it.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to do that now for you?
Yes.
Sorry, just going to pause the painting while I throw Emily up and down.
All you need is some extreme. Well, the internet says 30, so let's run with that. that was always very sad that I missed out on that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry, I'm getting over it bit by bit.
So... Mickey has the same birthday as Harry Potter.
He does, yeah. He does.
But you didn't choose to go with a sort of character name.
No. For a long time, he was going to be called Toby, short for Toblerone.
Love that.
Yeah, because I have this weird, weird problem where if there is Toblerone in my fridge, as often there is if there's been some kind of flight or, mm-hmm. Visit to the big Sainsbury's or something. Mm-hmm. And... if I have a big Toblerone in the fridge, I will, without question, sleepwalk downstairs and get some Toblerone.
As in you're actually fully asleep?
Fully asleep. And I will wake up in my kitchen with a bit of Toblerone and sometimes a glass of milk.
Are you a cat?
I think there's such a huge correlation between mental health and exercise.
For sure.
And for a really long time when I was... really not very well. Mm-hmm. I just found it completely, completely impossible to exercise in any way. And so now when I'm able to do it, I'm just very, very grateful for it, really.
Because you didn't feel physically strong enough to do it?
Yeah, yeah. Just like mentally, physically, and it's like nothing. You can't really get a grip on anything. What colour? I'm painting I'm painting Mickey sat at a table.
Oh, is he on a table?
Well, that's in my imagination that I've done. I've kind of gone a little bit off-piste. Is that all right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I don't have an imagination, so I'm going directly from the photo.
I'm sort of doing Mickey sat at a table having a little party by himself.
This is a fun picture.
Yeah. One thing I'm very bad at painting is eyes.
Yes, weirdly, I sort of did the outline of him and then the eyes were the first thing I did.
So yeah.
They're quite cartoonish, but I don't mind.
No, he does look a bit sort of like he looks a bit like something out of anime.
Did you have pets growing up?
We had lots of dogs. We had a plethora of golden retrievers, all named after different cars.
Did you name them?
No, I wasn't privy to that conversation, right. Unfortunately.
Is this you rebelling, do you think, having a cat?
Michael. Maybe a little bit. For a long time, I was really set on having a house bunny. But that was in a time when I was making very strange decisions. So I'm quite glad that I didn't follow that route.
Is a house bunny just one that's trapped in the house?
Yeah. But Mickey is also trapped in the house. He's a house cat. And my eldest brother, Alexander, have you ever seen the movie or read the book, Room?
Yes. I've seen the film, yeah.
And if anyone hasn't watched or read that book, it's about a mother and a child who are trapped inside a sort of 4x4 shed.
It's absolutely terrifying.
It's terrifying.
She's brilliant.
She's fantastic.
I can't even remember who it is.
Brie Larson.
Yes, she's so good.
She's a very talented lady. But the little boy just believes that the entire world is this one room. And my eldest brother said, do you think that Mickey is just a little bit like the boy from Room?
Yeah.
Who just thinks...
No, definitely not.
No, he's fine. Don't put that on him.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to see the outside world. He loves you've created.
Can't get enough of it. Every time that we go to the vet, he is not happy at all. So I can only assume that he's very happy inside his little prison that I've created for him.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Do you have pets?
No, I don't. My brother was allergic to animal fur.
God, isn't it a shame
up.
When someone ruins it for everyone
Yeah,
else?
I know. I did apparently say to my mum when we were about 9, can't we just get rid of Joe and get a dog?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. But she said no to that.
So that's what I call favouritism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm doing a little olive in my martini.
Oh, I love it. Is it dirty? In your mind?
Yeah, I think it is. It's absolutely filthy. It's got cat shit in it. Dirty is just when it's got the olive juice in, isn't it?
Fucking filth. I think, yes, I believe so.
What is your mocktail of choice?
Do you know what? I haven't decided yet, but... There's quite nice reds and pinks and a bit of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I might make an Aperol spritz, but call it an AA Aperol spritz.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay.
Have you found it relatively straightforward to stay off drinking and everything?
I think that it is the most incredible, radical, beautiful thing that, if it's something that you really struggle with, just like the most wonderful, life-changing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never sort of preach that it's just... Oh, I'm a very messy painter, by the way.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I will come out sort of covered in shit. I think it is complete magic and it is so life-changing. It doesn't come without its bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments when you're kind of like, well, when I have been like, I don't know why the hell I'm doing this.
Mm.
And those moments do quickly pass, but it is not, smooth sailing entirely.
And in those moments where it's harder, what do you have a way of?
I want to call my sponsor.
You call your sponsor?
Call my sponsor.
Oh, nice.
Like they do in the movies. Call my sponsor, have a little chat. She reminds me why we're doing this in the first place. And I go, oh yeah, that's it, I forgot.
That's great. Mm. How does that work then with the sponsor? Is that someone that the rehab assign you? Or is that
No, that's
thing?
it's sort of someone that you find if you've entered into a kind of recovery program, mm-hmm. You know, in one of the fellowships, NA or AA or any of that. And it's sort of someone who basically just helps you along, with the 12 steps. And is kind of there as a little guru.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of have to constantly remind myself that she's not a Jedi.
Right.
Even though I genuinely believe that she is most of the time. She's not a Jedi. This is what I am. I'm looking at what I'm painting and it's absolutely fucking mental.
I bet it's great. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait for you to see it. Is your brother older or younger?
He is older, 18 months older, so
right,
fairly close in age.
Is it just the two of you?
It is, yeah.
Did he also go to Leeds?
No, he went to Cambridge, a lesser known university.
Yeah.
Did you go to university before drama school?
No, I went
straight to drama school.
I went straight to drama school.
And how was your experience of drama school?
It's sort of weirdly, I look back at it now and just feel quite sad for myself because, again, I wasn't very well for quite a long time.
Caused by being at drama school? Do you think?
It was exacerbated.
Yeah.
I think I went in a time where there wasn't much conversation surrounding mental health. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much sort of sympathy or understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And as just a not very well, very, very young lady, I don't think.
So was there not very much support?
No, there wasn't. And I think that has changed quite drastically now.
Yeah.
Thanks to those Gen Zers we hear so much about.
Yeah.
But
I always remember that being the narrative of drama school. Like, it's so intense. They break you down and you have to rebuild yourself.
Yeah.
And I remember even at the time where I was considering maybe going.
That sounds like a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
And you kind of just accept it.
Yeah.
And it was a place where, you know, there's a lot of pressure. Well, I don't necessarily want to blame other people entirely, but I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself to look a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and be a certain weight. And I just don't think I was particularly very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fantastic training and I'm very grateful for it, and I wouldn't have done any of the jobs that I've been so lucky to do without it, I don't think.
Did you do the full degree?
I did, got a BA.
Well done.
Got a BA in acting. I mean, did you do theatre and performance at Leeds?
I did theatre and English.
Oh, see, that's good.
Is it?
No, it's because my brother Jamie went to Leeds.
Yes,
and
Jamie Lang,
big dog. And he did theatre and performance, and I think he got a third.
Jamie, I got a glowing 2-1.
There we go.
I remember seeing Jamie in a play at Leeds.
Which play was it?
It was very good. I think, now I might have to check this, was he in Dealer's Choice?
Yes.
That was what it was.
Yeah.
With friend of the podcast, Ed MacArthur.
Yes. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah. Do you and Jamie ever work together?
Only when he has no one else to work with. Only when he's fucking desperate.
And how often is that?
I'd say like once every 3 months. He goes like, oh shit. Oh, fuck, I've run out of people. And so then he calls upon me. We do sometimes just kind of rally together and do something kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's so busy. He's a married man now as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My boyfriend took me to a kitten cafe the other day.
That is my idea of absolute hell.
Yeah, I was going to say. What about kitten yoga? Is that which is worse?
I think the cafe is worse, to be honest. Because it's sort of, it feels unhygienic. Whereas the yoga, it's like, all right, if you want to do yoga with your cat, obviously I'll have to judge you, but it feels less sort of,
yeah,
like my food's not going to be near it.
Yeah. No, I hear.
But was it lovely?
It was very wholesome and sweet. There were a lot of, and it was kittens, like it was actual kittens. Okay. So they were very tiny,
yeah,
and very, very sweet. But it is, like there's a certain type of person who goes to a kitten cafe.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it's you, Emily.
Frequenting. I've got a loyalty card now. But
where is it?
There's one. The one we went to was in like Fitzrovia?
Of course.
Yeah. Where else would it be?
Yeah.
But they were very sweet and they were all up for adoption. So we were thinking about taking one home.
And do you get served by a cat?
Yeah. The little bow tie.
Yeah.
Standing on its hind legs.
I would actually go if it was that.
Well, I might give Bicky and Nikki a bow
What's
tie.
What's the... food hygiene rating at the kitten cafe?
Do you know what? I didn't look, and I don't care to look, and I don't think I will. Didn't look at the reviews.
No, best to go in blind, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't want to know anything about that at all. Sometimes it's just best not to look.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is so funny.
And do you own any art?
I do, but I don't own, other than my own art that I've done that I quite like the look of, I don't own any original pieces. Mm-hmm. My mum has a lot of art.
Oh, nice.
What's
she got?
That's a very good question. There's a lot of, she's got quite a lot of Japanese art.
Nice.
Yeah, sort of simple, very aesthetically pleasing and calming.
Have you been to Japan?
I have not, have you?
No, but I'm going in November.
Shit.
I know.
For your birthday.
For my big birthday. No, it's not a big birthday at all. Turning 21. Emily, do you have any favourite artists?
Do you know what's weird? The one that always comes to mind when anyone ever asks me about my favourite artists or anything like that is when I was about 11, 12, mm-hmm. I really loved Degas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I loved ballet and yeah. I really loved his paintings of ballerinas.
Yeah, and they're amazing.
That, yeah, and those statue, you know, the statue he has of the little ballerina.
Yeah.
I always loved that, and so I always think of him whenever I think of artists. But do you know what my ultimate favorite ever? Because I'm a basic little bitch, is
your words, not mine.
It's just I love Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I do.
He knows what he's doing with a paintbrush.
Starry Night.
I love Starry Night.
Right? Yeah.
So nice.
And there's one, and I actually don't know the name of it, but I think it might be called A Cafe in Paris or something,
mm-hmm.
because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he was quite good at just going, doing the thing and naming it the thing.
The yeah.
Sunflowers. Chair.
Yeah, you know where you're at with
yeah you,
with
you know what you're titles. Getting you know what you're getting
that cat with shit and drink. That's my Starry Night.
Yeah Absolutely.
That was painted when he was in a mental asylum.
Starry Night.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah.
Have you got any more facts about Degas that you can tell me?
Not Degas, that was Van Gogh. Yeah. He cut off his left ear. Not many people know that, but did you know that?
I knew he cut off his ear.
Yeah.
I didn't know he cut off his left ear. Is that the lucky one?
Yeah, I think so. Go on, cut off your left ear and see how it improves your painting.
So no, it improves my reputation.
For anyone listening, please do not cut off
do
your
not,
ear.
Do not do
I'm
that.
I'm not suggesting anyone does that.
No.
I might sign mine in charcoal.
Are you done?
No, I'm sort of on my way to being done. Okay. No, I'm not quite there yet. And do you have any favourite galleries? Is that something you do for fun, go to art galleries?
If there is something that looks like it's going to spark my interest quite heavily, mm-hmm. or sort of stimulate me in a really positive, exciting way, then I'll definitely go. Like that big Van Gogh exhibition, you know, the immersive thing.
Yeah.
I didn't actually go, I think mainly because I wasn't in a good place. But that is something that I would really have loved to do.
Yeah.
Because I've got ADHD, mm-hmm. and so often just quite struggle to concentrate or stay really focused for a long time, especially in mm-hmm. a gallery. But something that really sort of sparks my interest, I'd love to do that. Mm-hmm. But I like to go and do things like weird things. Like I really wanted to go see that Titanic exhibition.
Where was that?
I don't. It was in I think it was in like Surrey Quays or something. Mm. That looked like a lot of fun. I mean, that's not
how I'd describe it.
Yeah, that's a good day out.
Yeah, famous boat disaster. That does it. That a lot of fun.
Big old tragedy.
Yeah.
Oh God, Michael, I'm so sorry.
Well, they do some art, don't they, on the Titanic?
Yeah. All sorts on there. I don't know if I told you or if I mentioned or if you already know, but I teach pottery.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. That's quite arty.
It's very arty.
It's very arty ceramics.
One of the most arty things you can do.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that part.
We should have brought in a kiln and we could have done some...
Big old pottery wheel and made a little like...
Yeah. So tell me, how do you do pottery?
Well, I mean, I started doing it literally by accident. Again, complete ADHD... side effect. It's a place quite near my house, and I won't tell the listeners what that is just in case, but mm-hmm. I was walking down the road and saw this pottery studio. I've never done pottery before, and kind of just went, this looks interesting, and walked in, and the guy who runs the place, and I don't want to offend anyone by doing a really terrible Italian accent, but it's
but
very, it's
I am very going
but
to
I'm gonna do it because it's quite difficult to explain this conversation if I don't do a pretty terrible Italian accent, but I walked into this pottery studio and he said, "You look sad," and I went, "How much time you get?" And he said, "Do some pottery," and I went, "Okay," and I did some pottery on the wheel, and he said, "This is not normal, you're very good at this, come teach from me," and I went, "Okay," and now I teach pottery.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
and do you want to do that or is this man just
not particularly? I mean, like it was a very strange turn of events. I mean, it's a really good it's a very meditative, wonderful practice, and because I find it so difficult to actually center and meditate or do any of that, and often like really shame myself for not being able to do that because it's like I think if you are someone who struggles, often you know people say that the cure for all ills is doing meditation and mm-hmm. and the rest of it, and as someone who finds it physically impossible to do that, I get quite hard on myself.
I can imagine pottery's brilliant for that because it sort of sends you into a trance,
doesn't it? I'd say it's like the yoga of the art world.
And do you enjoy teaching it?
Sometimes, depending on the day. Sometimes it's...
What level do you teach?
I teach absolute beginners. Mainly because I'm basically like one lesson ahead of them.
And what is it that you teach? Can they do whatever they want in the classes or do you give them specific?
So I show them how best to use the wheel. Mm-hmm. And then sort of let them just live their dreams and do whatever they fancy, which sometimes works out really well and sometimes does not.
And how do you feel about the... feeling of dried clay on your hands?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
That's enough to put me off going.
I hate it so much. It's like if it's a similar feeling to fingernails down a chalkboard. It's just horrible. Nasty. And contrary to popular belief, it doesn't moisturise your skin, clay.
No.
It dries it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Winter was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. I was going to bed with basically gloves of 8-hour cream.
I really want to come to one of your classes.
Please, I'd love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I teach 2 days a week. Usually, sometimes one.
Yeah, I'd like to learn how to do that. And do you teach the glazing as well?
No, that's a whole separate thing. But because the pottery studio where I work is also a painting studio.
Cool.
The little spiel is, you know, you can pick your pots up in 3 weeks' time and you can take them down the street and you can paint them if you want to, and then they're food safe and
brilliant.
Fire safe.
Quite a good idea for Christmas presents.
Exactly. And that's what I always say. And I say the best thing about this is that if you do give these as Christmas presents, they by law have to really love it because you've made it. Same way when you're seven and you make, you know, a ball of shit out of string and blue tack and give it to your mum.
Yeah.
She has to say that she loves it.
I think my mum would say this is shit.
Did you do art A level in GCSE?
I did, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yeah. I was always in the art block after school, lunchtimes. Yeah, really loved it.
God, I miss those days.
I know.
I just ran off to the art block where there was everything. Now you've got to go to
Got to go and do a podcast now if you want to paint.
Fucking podcast. Got to go do a podcast and you've got to go to Cowling and Wilcox or Cass Art.
I love Cass Art. That's one of my favourite shops.
It really is a bit of a happy place for me, actually.
That one in Angel.
Yeah, lovely. So lovely. Good. It's just like hidden behind everything, the world. I always think that one of the best jobs that anyone could have is naming paint.
Yeah, you know, it's like naming lipsticks.
Yeah. So that is someone's job. That's someone's job to sit there and go, I think that this looks like dung ball electric. I don't know.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Oil. Oh, fuck, watercolour.
She's a hypocrite. Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Cat or dog?
Cat.
Acting or reacting?
Acting.
Jamie Lang or Oliver Proudlock?
Jamie Lang.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
Tortured artist or practical podcast producer?
Practical podcast producer?
Made in Chelsea or Towie?
Made in Chelsea.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Ceramics or painting?
Ceramics.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Blue or red?
Blue.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Life.
Art or music?
Art.
Art or books?
Books.
Acting or painting?
Acting.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, that was, my heart's going at the rate of knots.
That was good, you're very quick.
Thank you.
Lots of people...
Do people have to muse about it a little bit?
Yeah.
God. I like it when I'm pressing.
Get in, get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to call this mocktail then?
What colour is it?
I've basically done a martini.
A nartini?
Sorry, that's me drinking the dregs of my, what is now an incredibly cold flat white.
Martini. Oh, yeah, I can only think of Nartini. Come on, Emily. A
virgin cat, dirty virgin cat. Is that, it's not a pun.
Dirty, you dirty virgin cat. Dirty virgin cat. That's like an insult. Like an 18th century insult. Yeah. You dirty virgin
dirty
cat.
Dirty virgin cat.
Who has been the best painter that you've had on here?
You.
Oh!
No, I haven't seen your painting.
No. I'll take that back in a minute.
Who has been the best painter? Tom Sturton was very good.
Oh, I had him on my podcast.
Did you?
But do you know what? He went on Portrait Artist of the Year.
Yes.
And he painted two paintings in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very talented.
He's very good at it.
He's a brilliant oil painter.
Yeah, yeah.
Screw
you, Tom.
Who else? Lolly Adefope.
Lovely.
Good. Pierre Novelli.
Oh, I had Pierre as well.
Yeah.
Was he good?
Really good, yeah.
Oh, well done, Pierre.
Yeah. Generally everyone's been pretty good.
Is there anyone who's been particularly bad who will openly admit that?
I think Sunil Patel might admit that his plant drawing was not going to be hung in the Louvre.
In the Louvre.
Well, no, I never really know how to say Louvre.
Louvre. It's Louvre. The same way as trying to say when you go, when you, it's Les Miserables. Yeah. I never, if I go Les Miserables, but if I've, then you sound like it's wrong, but if you go Les Miserables, you just sound like a dick. It's the same way as going Barcelona or Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona. It's like, yeah, you're saying it right, but also, chill
everyone
out.
Everyone hates you now. Yeah.
I always thought, you know, if I had a child, I'd maybe quite like to call it Mickey.
Do you think you can now that you've named the cat Mickey?
Well, no. So I sort of put all my eggs in that basket. But I went through a phase of being like, I felt like I was going to be on my own forever, just through choice. Yeah. And went, I don't know if I'll ever have any children, so I'd quite like to name my cat. Yeah. It's quite cool, funky name. Aww. And it does suit him. I'm not really sure why, but it does. And he's
a keeper.
He's a keeper. I mean, my boyfriend hates him with a burning, burning passion.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think he's jealous of him?
No, I think it's just literally because he is a moron. My cat. Okay. Not my, I mean, they both can be. I think he's less patient.
Right.
With Mickey's sort of slightly moronic ways.
Oh, wow! Yours
oh my
is
God. Fantastic.
I love your... He is like a person in yours, like sitting at the table having an Aperol.
Oh my God, look at his so tail! Cool. I want that.
Do you?
I actually do.
You can have it.
Can I?
Yeah. I love the colours on yours.
That's like basically fantastic. The colour of my house.
Yours is so sort of full of joy. I feel like mine is quite... bleak,
but that is actually a very good depiction of Michael. That's it. His eyes look, it's the like certain level of a bit of fear that he's been caught, and also pride in what he's done.
His eyes are also very similar to the olive in the glass. I love yours. I love the brush marks. I love the composition. I like the way you've painted the entire page with colour, and feels very full of life.
Thank you.
And he is your higher power, and I can see that in your art.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I often do this when I paint things because they're so wild and weird, and I hate them at first, and then I look at them and go, actually, no, I quite like it.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you, Emily.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. And is there anything you'd like to plug?
Please come find my podcast, Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends, available on all streaming platforms, where we discuss mental health and different aspects of mental health using analogy and imagery and stories to make it less scary and also just a little bit funny, because my belief is that there are some really, truly awful things that have happened that I carried a lot of shame for over, and now in hindsight they're actually quite fucking funny.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, a really powerful thing to do. So please, if you're looking for a safe space where you can have a laugh and feel a bit better about yourself, come find us there.
Definitely check it out. It's a brilliant podcast. Thank you. And Emily is fantastic. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Emily for being brilliant. If you want to see mine and Emily's artworks from today's episode, then follow Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. Emily is on social media at Emily_Lang_UK. And do check out her podcast, Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? Apologies to anyone who was offended by either Emily's Italian accent or my disdain for kitten cafes. If you enjoyed the episode, then why not leave us a lovely, tasty 5-star review? And you can also make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time. Goodbye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.